The scandals have been almost constant. Accusations of covering up lead problems, no heat for some over a chilly Thanksgiving, allegations of sex parties among workers. And now with a $32 billion work backlog, the federal government is threatening to take the first steps in order to take over the city's public housing agency. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is giving the city until January 31st to come up with a comprehensive plan to rescue NYCHA. Mayor de Blasio would say he's done just that, introducing what he calls NYCHA 2.0 this past week. He says in a statement there are productive conversations happening between all parties to improve the quality of life for the 400,000 New Yorkers that call NYCHA home. The city had previously offered to invest $2 billion in repairs, but a federal judge rejected that deal, saying much more needed to be done. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.